Governor Doyle ordered the $270 million in temporary cuts or lapses earlier this year in a partial veto he used to retool and balance the budget repair bill. A memo released by his Department of Administration Thursday spelled out where the money would come from. As promised, the Department of Transportation would take the brunt of the cuts, with $103 million in gas tax funding and license and vehicle fees going to pay other state bills. The administration estimates it can save $53 million in its medical assistance budget without cutting eligibility or benefits for programs like Badger Care. The University of Wisconsin will take the next biggest hit as it's forced to lapse $25 million. The DNR will have to cut roughly $13 million. Budget Director Dave Schmidtke says the DNR is still figuring out how to parcel out those cuts.
They'll probably be looking at holding positions vacant in the agency, looking at some increases that they may have received in the budget for this fiscal year and trimming those back.
Schmidtke says that's largely the same course other agencies will follow. Others will hold back on new programs, like $5 million for an energy independence initiative at the Department of Commerce. Schmidtke says tax revenues are staying close to what was estimated when lawmakers and the governor drew up this budget fix. State agencies are already in the process of drawing up plans for the next two-year budget that begins in 2009. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.